time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition. Information to help seniors stay safe and get the most out of life. With today's guest, here's CJNU's Frank Stecky.
Chatting today with Joseph Quintana, the Community Connector for Aging Well Together Coalition, and we also have on the phone from Toronto, Lucas Holland, who's the Business Solutions Manager for Cyber Seniors. Gentlemen, welcome to CJNU.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Joseph, we'll start with you. Give us a little bit of a background on the A&O Digital Literacy Program, because that's what we're talking about today, is access to digital and computers and such like that for seniors. So give us some background on that, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So the A&O Digital Literacy Program began in the middle of the pandemic when A&O recognized the need to bridge the technological divide intergenerationally. So with more older adults being socially isolated, virtual programming became essential. Now, with the digital literacy program, this involved volunteers and participants working together weekly and progressively completing lessons like how to use a touchscreen, send emails, take pictures, browse the online web, and other foundational concepts. So overall, building the digital toolbox of participants.
Yeah, so basically learning how to use a computer.
Correct.
Yeah, this is how I turn it on. This is how I get to Google. This is how I check my grandchildren's emails that they send to me. Or if they're off vacation, I can check their pictures, or I can go on Messenger. I can go on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. You teach them how to do all the basics, basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very, very cool. So you said that's how the program started and all that. Where are things now with the digital literacy program? Where do they stand with A&O in that?
So A&O is excited to announce its new partnership with Cyber Seniors. With Cyber Seniors' support, A&O hopes to provide more tech training and resources for older Manitobans. Lucas can speak more on Cyber Seniors' programs and services, but one thing we have set up already as part of the partnership is a toll-free number at 204-500-1959. If you're an older adult looking for tech help, you can call 204-500-1959. As well, you can refer to the A&O Support Services for Older Adults website, where there's a dedicated page for technology resources and highlighting the partnership with Cyber Seniors.
And I am assuming, because we are dealing with some people who've really not used computers a lot in the past, a lot of what we're dealing with here is very, very basic information. You get somebody live on the phone and they talk you through things pretty easily.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you were mentioning about Lucas. We're going to bring Lucas into the conversation now. It's Lucas Holland, who's the Business Solutions Manager for Cyber Seniors. And he's out in Toronto as we're doing this interview today. So talking about Cyber Seniors, Lucas, give us some information. What exactly is Cyber Seniors, and what is it exactly you guys do?
So Cyber Seniors is a nonprofit organization, and we've been in operation since 2015. Our main mission is to bridge the digital divide by bringing together tech-savvy young people and connecting them with older adults who might need more help using technology. The way we do that is we have a virtual model. So we have older adults who might be looking for tech help sign on to our website, www.cyberseniors.org. And from there, they can find a variety of resources to help them with technology. So we have daily guided webinars on a variety of different tech topics, things very simple, such as turning on a tablet or a phone, setting up an email, or things that might be a little bit more complex, like using cybersecurity and protecting your data. We also have one-on-one support with our volunteers for older adults who might need a session that is a little bit more hands-on. And so you can book that again through our website, or you can call us at the toll-free number that Joseph mentioned earlier, and you can have a session set up for you over the phone.
Yeah, that number again is 204-500-1959. That's 204-500-1959. Lucas, is there a cost for this? If a senior calls in and they want to take advantage of your services, what is the price tag on that?
So all of our resources are actually completely free. We're supported by some funders, such as the Government of Canada, who are able to help us continue providing these resources for free. So any older adult that wants to log on and access our webinars or access our one-on-one services can do so at no cost.
Now, well, people love the word free, so I think you hooked a lot of people with that one, Lucas. You know, to me, it almost sounds like people who don't have grandchildren, because I think a lot of people nowadays, seniors, rely on their grandchildren or maybe even their great-grandchildren to come over to the house and teach them how to do things. This is almost like a service for people who don't have grandchildren to show them, the younger people, to show them exactly how to work their computer.
Right, yeah, and we find that when we bring together different generations, it's more than just tech training occurring. You're able to interact with this new generation and hear their stories, share your stories. It's a very special experience.
Yeah, sounds like it. So while we got you on the phone here, maybe we're going to pick your brain for a couple of seconds, Lucas. And any quick tips you could share with us, share with our listeners on how to keep themselves safe online? Because, I mean, cybersecurity is a huge, huge thing. You hear about scams all the time where people are trying to get money, especially out of seniors. You know, pass along to us any quick things you can think of off the top of your head that might help with that regard.
Seniors are the most likely demographic to actually be targeted by a scam. And so one thing you need to make sure is you're being very careful when you're using the internet or you get a suspicious email. Make sure you really read it over a couple times. Look for spelling and grammar errors. That's a telltale sign that it could be a scammer. Make sure that you have a safe and secure password. You can use a random password generator to find a new password for a new website. You can also use a password manager to keep track of all of your different passwords for your different logins. So, you know, just making sure that you're really safe and secure on the internet and taking your time when you're reading things over.
What about writing down, like just having a little journal or a little book that you keep by your computer and just jotting down the passwords?
Yeah, absolutely. That's another good thing to do. Write down the website, write down the username, the password, and keep it somewhere safe in your home.
Yeah. How often should people be changing their passwords? I've heard that it's not good to keep a password for a lengthy period of time. How often should we be doing that?
Yeah, we recommend about once every 6 months, making sure that you have a good rotation so that in case there is any sort of leak of data, you might not be affected by that.
And the other thing, too, I've heard is that when you create a password, if you're creating your own, you're not using just a random generator, try not to make it too personal. Like, don't just use your birthday or don't use your pet's name or something like that. Try and put something that nobody would ever expect. Is that a good idea as well?
Exactly, yeah. You know, a lot of people might use their pet name and the last two digits of their birth year. Because everyone does it, it's very obvious. So try to do something a little bit more random, and that might help out a little bit.
Lucas Holland, Business Solutions Manager, Cyber Seniors at cyberseniors.org, or you can get in touch with Lucas and his crew at 204-500-1959. That's 204-500-1959. Lucas, thank you so much for joining us from Toronto for this interview today. And best of luck the rest of the year. And keep educating the seniors on the cyber world. You do fantastic work out there.
Thank you very much.
And also want to say thank you very much for joining us, Joseph Quintana, who's the community connector for the Aging Well Together Coalition here in Winnipeg. Joseph, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us at CJNU.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
And for CJNU 93.7 FM, I'm Frank Stecky.
Listen next week at this time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition and CJNU 93.7 FM.
I'm afraid to wash my hair, 'cause I might open my eyes and